Hey everybody, and welcome to the newly revised and technically first episode of Post Game Lobby.
Hello, this is the Reaper Gaming Podcast.
Get out, Riley. We're past our
Ringle Pingle.
We're past our scene phase.
Yes.
Pasta.
Very.
Mom, it's a way of life, I swear. This is really? The real me.
Mom, it's just a phase.
Yes, we are Post Game Lobby now, formerly known as the Reaper Podcast.
Reaper.
If you're joining us for the first time, what's up? My name's Cam. I'm your host.
He's a nerd.
I am indeed a nerd. There are other people here. These guys are my friends, and we've been doing this podcast for almost 3 years now.
And I just recently come back.
Yeah, and this is our first or third, I'm not sure, revision of the show, but yes, welcome. I have our friends here. Sima is here.
Yes, hi.
Sima's microphone is turning into a robot.
Oh, great. Beep, boop.
Nick Bloop. Is here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Nick's always here. With us in spirit, because Nick is actually really? Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And we have Riley. Riley's one of the people who are always on the show, as opposed to
hello?
Only there once in a while.
Hello?
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 Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
And with that, either I think my internet is dying.
Oh, no.
No, I think it's just them.
Oh. I think it's just me saying hello.
Okay. You guys sound perfectly to me. Okay, I don't know.
Then yeah, it's just you guys. We do have another regular. He's not here at the moment. His name's Tyler.
Oh my god.
He's dead.
I don't know where he is. He was at work.
He did.
He might be joining us later, though, so. Yes. And for everybody who's stuck with us through the hard times, the drought,
boredom.
We're sorry. So, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nah.
Not you can't.
not really, though. Listen, I haven't done a podcast in like 3 weeks. I don't remember how to do this shit.
So. You forgot to. Well,
just bear with me.
You better do it, Cam.
It'll happen.
He's gonna get angry.
Caleb and Rev are in the call, but Caleb's just typing in the chat. Fuck Cam, not introducing me. I hate you.
Game over, yeah.
Okay, and that's Caleb. That's all you get. That's the only part of Caleb you get. So yeah, that's us. We run this show. We run this place. Came to the wrong neighborhood and such. Other old memes, such as Doge and,
What the heck?
Why and arrow in the knee are all funny
Caleb
to us.
Caleb fucking sucks.
That's right.
Oh my god.
So.
Go home, Rev.
Oh, this just turned into not the podcast.
Back to the podcast!
Wow.
Well,
okay, so onward, I guess.
For anybody that has listened to our show before, we've revamped. We've taken, I don't know what, 2 weeks break now from our end of the year show. If you want to catch the end of the year show, it's on my YouTube channel. YouTube channel is youtube.com/truthandarm. It's on there.
See their ugly faces.
See, well, Nick isn't there actually, so never mind.
I know.
I don't know where I was going with that. I thought you were
Nick
there.
Doesn't have
I'm beautiful.
Nick's actually the ugliest one here.
Oh. Damn, dude.
Damn. Shots fired.
But yes, we have revamped the show.
Look at you, dickhead.
With our revamp, we have a new format that we'll be working with. We do want to start doing interviews more often. Not this week, unfortunately. This is just our pilot episode of the new show, technically speaking. So we'll just be testing out the new format, seeing how it works, and trying to get it to roll smoothly, hopefully.
Motion.
Anyway, let's just dive in, talk about what we did this week, because I'm sure we've done stuff this week. Not me, though. I don't ever do stuff. I just sleep.
You went skiing and hurt your muscles.
So I went... Fuck you, Riley. Reminding me of the hard times. I was skiing yesterday, actually. And, I don't know. That's the first time I've been out all year. And, I was like, yeah, I got this. I am the ski master. not because I have taught kids before, but because I am the ski master. And one of the chairlifts were like really, really, really low to the ground. Like, I don't know if anybody's been skiing here before. Have any of you guys been skiing?
Never been skiing, so. No. I know what you're talking about.
Well, okay, so the ski lift is normally you just ski up to the flat area. The two attendants just make sure the chair is coming at a relative speed that you're not going to fucking get killed with. And then it just kind of like slides under your ass and then it takes you up. But this one was like so low to the ground where you think it's going to like bump into your butt so you can sit down. It bumps into like your ankles. So you have to squat to the ground. And then as we were going up, there was like this mound of snow that they had like really, really shittily like tried to like move out of the way. But my ski got caught in it as we were going up.
Oh, shit.
So the tip of my ski is stuck in the mound as we're progressively getting further up off of the ground. And it, like, it snapped the ski right off my boot. And it, like, I pulled a muscle in the back of my leg, which was not fun times.
Are you okay
now? Did you still go up, like, the ski lift, or did you just, like,
oh, we chose it, that was the middle of the hill. We went back to the side we started on, and, that lift was normal. But it hurt, because, like, skiing's all your legs, like, that's all it is. So if you're turning...
Oh, really? I thought it was all upper body. I'm sorry.
It's mostly legs, actually. So when I was... because when you turn, the way we taught the kids was pizza and french fries were the two stances. Pizza is called the snowplow. The snowplow is when your two tips are kind of like touching each other. And it makes you move slower. And it makes it easier for you to turn. French fries is just parallel skiing, and that's if you want speed, you just get your skis parallel and you bomb down the hill. But I'm a person that likes to go back and forth along the hill just to, like, savor the moment.
Side to side?
Yeah. But
okay.
When you want to turn, you have to put weight on one of your legs. You have to put weight on the leg that you want to turn in that direction with. So every time I tried to turn to the left, I'm putting all the weight on my leg. And I hurt the back of my left leg. It was it was from my ankle to my knee, like on the back. So we skied for another hour, I think, after that. Luckily, it wasn't right off of when we got there, or else I wouldn't have had a good time at all.
That would have been brilliant.
No, we were on the hill for, I'd say, about an hour, Spots hour and a half. You. So, all
right.
But no, it was nice because we just got snow. On Saturday, we got a really big dumping of snow. We got about 10, 15 centimeters. So jeez. the hills were really nice. They were, because there's different conditions you can ski in. There's the man-made snow that the hills, like, make when,
when
it's cold enough, like, they'll just make snow. But that stuff's, like, artificial. So yeah. It's a lot, it's, like, packed. It's almost grainy. And that's good to, like, if you want speed. But the snow that we got was like heavy wet stuff. So it makes it slower, but it makes it like, I like it more than the other stuff. Because the other stuff's almost icy. And skiing when it's icy is no fun, because you will wipe out and then you'll hurt yourself. But,
And then you'll die.
Well, maybe.
Cam's dead?
Yeah. But no, it was no, nice.
Actually,
I
Michael Schumacher.
Who?
Never mind.
Nick trying to make jokes that nobody's gonna understand. That's good.
He's an F1 driver that recently got into a coma after a skiing accident.
Oh, I did hear about that. Okay. Yes. But no, I didn't fall. I didn't fall, which was nice. It's okay. Skiing. I kind of relate skiing to like riding a bike. You never really forget how to ride a bike. So once you've been skiing for, like, the amount of time I've been skiing, you just don't really forget how to ski at all.
How long have you been skiing for?
I've been skiing for 8 or 9 years now. It's ironic, because I hate the winter, and it's the only sport I play. And by play,
what?
Do. So I chose the one season I hate the most to have a sport in. Were you going to say something?
Did you ever try swimming or anything else besides...
Oh, I know how to swim. I took swim lessons when I was young. I hated swim lessons. Swimming's fun, though. I just don't do it competitively.
Swimming's pretty cool,
Not like Riley. Riley does, like, swim teams and stuff.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Of course.
I'm not a... I don't like swimming all that much, because I'm a big wuss when it comes to pool water. If the water's not, like, 90 degrees, there's a small chance that I'm even going to get into it. No, seriously, the water has to be really warm for me to get in.
Yeah.
You would have left California then.
It's not good, though. It's not good to have warm water, though.
Why is that?
You get dehydrated, like, super easily.
Yo, I don't even care.
Yo, I don't even care. I just want warm water.
Yeah, because I like... Because I'm naturally cold. I'm always cold anyway, so cold water just makes me even more cold. And I'm only in the pool for a little while afterwards.
Yeah, I hated morning practices because the water was like 60 degrees. I'm like, all right, be right back. I'm going to go cry.
Don't they have heaters?
Excuse me, I'm going to...
Yeah, they have heaters. It wasn't really 60, but it's like it was pretty cold. Like, it's 70, but it still feels really cold.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can get in like 78 or higher, but I choose not to. I
jump in.
I also golf.
Everyone like on my swim team preferred like cold water. I was the one though. I was like the only one that preferred like the little hotter water. I don't know
cold
why.
Water. There's more cold water to swim faster so they can get out quicker.
Yeah, that's the whole mentality of it. I'm like, I don't even want to get into the pool.
Yeah.
But your body adjusts to it. Like, even for me, like, sometimes when I go to the beach,
oh, yeah,
you know how, like, Malibu water or Long Beach is, like, icy cold beyond
belief.
Yeah,
I adjust to it because, like,
Seattle beach.
Oh, no. So I had to adjust to it then.
Hey, come up to Canada, eh? We have really warm beaches, eh? But, I also...
Or a Vancouver one.
Vancouver.
In the summer, I'll golf. Like, I'll just go out golfing with friends. I'm not terrible at golf.
Mini golf does not count as golf.
No. I mean like straight up golf. Thank you, Nick. I can hit the ball, but the ball always curves when I hit it, so I can't hit straight. It always curves to the left.
So you got a mad slice?
Yeah, I have to like angle myself in like the other direction so I can get it to where I want it to go.
But I never actually golfing.
Golfing's fun. It's one of the few sports I actually...
But I'm a putt-putt master, I can tell you that much.
Putt-putt master. I suck at putting. I can get it to the green, but then it comes to putting, and I'll be like 8 over par.
Putting's the easiest thing.
I suck at putting, dude. Putting's so hard. Putting is like the hardest thing. Putting is harder.
How do you step this ball lightly?
Chipping's probably the hardest thing for me.
Chipping's easy, bro. Chipping's so easy.
I don't know
easy.
How to golf.
I don't know how to golf, so...
If only we all lived near each other, we could all go golfing together.
We could all golf with each other.
Even though I live next to like 20 golf courses, I still don't know how to golf.
I took lessons when I was like 10.
Yeah, me too.
And my grandparents
at the YMCA.
Oh man, I took it through like some random golf pro. I don't know, but
some guy.
I'm not a huge sporty person, which you guys know. There are, like, skiing and golfing are pretty much the only two sports I actually enjoy. I like watching baseball. And
I can't watch baseball.
And I like watching soccer. I don't like playing either of them, though.
I play soccer, though. Well, when I was a kid.
I played soccer in grade 3. That's the end of my career.
Maybe 2. Well, no, I played it until, like, grade 1 to grade 2.
I played it in grade 3, and I think I hated every minute of it. I don't remember.
I don't like soccer. I like watching it, though.
Yeah, it's funny.
Me watching it's kind of funny because I like how they try to fake an injury sometimes.
It's so terrible. So terrible. It's absolutely disgusting watching them trying to...
But the last
couple games... He hit me in the leg, so I'm going to hold my eye.
But the last couple games I watched, they were kind of graphic. This one guy got his whole leg was flattened out. It was like bending the other direction, and some guy got socked in the face, and there was blood everywhere.
That's like watching UFC. UFC's like, if you get kicked in the wrong position, your whole leg will break.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I remember that. Oh god.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times.
What else did I do this week? Well, the past few weeks I've been working on my portfolio for college, so I've been. I applied for game development at the two colleges that I wanted to go to the most, I guess. And there's not a whole lot of colleges in the area that offer game development, so I had to kind of just pick and choose what was the best out of the best. So I've been drawing for, I'd say, a month. I started at the beginning of January, and I finished, like, last week. So I submitted my portfolios on Monday of last week, so a week ago, and I got an acceptance today to the secondary college. Okay, we're back.
Yeah, hi.
Skype's a broken program. Yes. Thanks, Microsoft, for making the best program in the world. I don't know what you guys heard last, but I said I got accepted into my secondary college.
Yes.
So, I got that
today. What was Emma talking about when she came in?
Who?
Emma. What was she talking about?
So my sister came into my room with an envelope from Durham College, which is the college that I applied for. If anybody's in Ontario, you know what I'm talking about. But it just had a letter, because I applied for two things at the college. In case I didn't get the game development program, I applied for a one-year fundamentals and art and design course.
Not bad.
So they mailed off just a letter that had, it's like, congratulations, you got accepted into both of the two. So,
oh, nice.
I don't even need to do the fundamentals.
Screw that.
Yeah, no, because I got accepted on the other one, so there's no point in accepting that. But I was surprised because the portfolio criteria for Durham was strict in a sense, where it had a whole bunch of things. It was like, don't submit original copies because you're not going to get them back. Or the one that hit me the hardest was no anime or manga characters.
What?
So I kind of just sat there. I'm like,
shit.
Well, shit. But it had a bunch of like mandatory things. So one of them was draw a video game draw a comic book character of your choice. Draw a picture of your hand in some sort of position, and draw a perspective drawing of your kitchen or bedroom.
Oh, that was the one that I would have preferred.
So I did those three. Those three weren't an issue. I drew the Joker for my comic book character, and I just took a picture of my hand and drew that. And the perspective drawing was really easy, so it's not like any of that was hard. And then it wanted two digital photos and then two pieces of your best work. So I did two digital photos. I drew an eagle, and I did an original piece. I called it Don't Fear the Reaper. I don't know why. It's just,
Listening to Blue Oyster Cult?
No, I wasn't. I don't know. It's a picture of like a guy in, like a cloak, and he has a scythe, and
he's facing back about walking.
Yeah, and he has. Yeah.
Is he hitting a cowbell?
Yes.
No, it's just.
He's actually, what's his face?
Chris Angel?
Christopher Walken. He's actually Christopher Walken.
Oh my god, he's been walking.
He's walking here. But he has a scythe in one hand, and he has like Sephiroth one wing. He's like the black wing. So I don't know. I called it Don't Fear the Reaper. I think I called it Don't Fear the Reaper because of the scythe.
Yeah.
Maybe you named it after the podcast.
Subconsciously.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Subconsciously, I'm thinking of Reaper Gaming.
Cam just really likes the word Reaper.
I actually do. I'm not gonna lie.
Ooh, wow.
Who would have guessed? But for the two traditional pieces, or best pieces rather, the other portfolio asked for two traditional pieces. For the two best pieces,
performance art.
Yes, I did Ode to Joy, a interpretive dance for them. I did it right there.
Naked and shoved various things.
And I have a loincloth.
Oh, God.
Covering my massive schlong. But,
Sonny.
Loincloth on your head.
Yeah, but for the best pieces, we went through all of my drawings, like, that I've done over the course of, I'm going to say, 2 or 3 years now, through art class, because I'm done high school. That's why I'm applied to college. And we looked through all of them, and they weren't all anime. Like, they weren't all manga characters or stuff. Some of them were, like, video game characters. Like, there was...
Hakumen.
There was... No, Hakumen was for the other one. That one was specifically for that. There was, like, Sora from Kingdom Hearts, and there was Dracula. And then there were anime characters like Kamina and Love Machine from Summer Wars. But, we kind of, we took the hit, I should try, is, like, what I'm trying to say. Like, we were going to take the hit, because we put in Dracula, which was a character that I just used a design that I saw of Dracula from Symphony of the Night, and then I submitted a picture of Hazuma from BlazBlue, who is a very anime-looking character, and the criteria specifically said no anime or manga characters. So we're just like, but this is my best work, so why not? But I guess that didn't really matter. So.
And they're like, damn, this guy doesn't care about the rules.
Well, what a rebel, you know, first world anarchy.
We got a rebel, alright, this guy is in.
The rules that say, like, what you said, it's supposed to be a video game character or someone.
No, that was for a separate one.
Oh, okay.
For a separate one. Like, but, the surprising thing is how quickly they accepted, because acceptances weren't supposed to go out until Saturday. Saturday was the first day they were allowed to actually send out acceptances. And I would have been one of the last few to actually hand in my portfolio, because I handed in just like a week before the first. So they must have really liked it if they accepted it right away. So I don't know. That makes me happy. So
I'm still building my portfolio before I leave, which, yeah, guys, I might be leaving soon. But, yeah. It's just, I get, like, what they were asking for, because I'm like, I've been practicing that for, I don't know, 3 semesters already, how to draw your hand without looking down the page and everything, so.
For the other college, theirs was a lot more open. Theirs was 3 traditional pieces of artwork, be it sculpting, painting, or drawing, and then 2 digital pieces. So I handed in Hazuma and the Joker and a picture of Kaworu from Evangelion. It was just his butt. It was just a picture of his butt.
So wait, by digital pieces, like you take a picture or you drew it on
digital had to be for George Brown, which is the college that I want to go to.
Okay.
The digital pieces were specified as anything ranging from Photoshop to like Autodesk Maya, like 3D models, animations, GIFs that you've made, like stuff like that. Like those were all considered digital pieces. But additionally, they wanted 2 pictures of a video game character and an idol in action pose. So I just drew Hakumen from BlazBlue.
Okay.
Yeah, BlazBlue. Yeah. I don't have it. I have like literally half of that portfolio is just BlazBlue.
Oh my god. Because
I have Hazuma and Hakumen in it, and it makes up half of my portfolio.
Maybe the guy that did your emissions was like, I really like BlazBlue.
I'm gonna.
This guy did a lot of BlazBlue. I like this guy.
This is going on my wall. He's never getting it back.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to see if the other place will accept me now. Do they? I don't know. Did they hand it? Did they like say if they don't? Like if they, like so?
Yeah.
They do. Okay.
Yeah. Being rejected from a certain college,
they hand it back.
They do hand them out. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to know.
Even I don't know what I'm gonna.
I mean, talk. Yeah, I'll be disappointed if I don't get accepted that one. But at least I have a college that like I went to their it was called like a portfolio like seminar where they just talked about how to build your portfolio, what you needed. They had examples of like good portfolios. They had examples of like the medium portfolio that was accepted, and then they had an example of the worst.
What was the worst? Seats.
Like stuff that like a grade 2 could not draw. Like it was bad. I'll draw an example later and put it in the chat.
Hold on. I think it's okay, if I think right, I think it's one of those people that think it's like what Aaron said from Game Grumps, like they think their work is like complete, like the shit, like the best, and they don't want to excel better.
Wait. So this picture here is what some of that worst stuff looked like.
Oh my god.
Riley, they submitted that.
Oh. What the fuck? Why did they even
Outsider art, dude.
But it was strange because when we went to the portfolio seminar, they had like different desks set up for the different art programs because it was more of just a seminar for the entire media arts and design programs as opposed to just the game development one. So they had the head of each of the programs sitting at a separate desk, and you just got to choose which one you wanted to hear about. And I was only ever applying for game development, so I just kind of sat down there with my dad. And what was I going to say? It's a very art, heavy course. Because you're going to be doing animation, you're going to be doing life drawing, you're going to be doing normal drawing, you're going to be doing painting, you're going to be doing all of this stuff.
You know how much I envy you right now? I'm drinking water in envy on how
good
your college is going.
Good.
Oh, fast.
I just want to point this out. What is wrong with his body? It looks like his torso is disconnected from
if
his
anybody
leg.
Wants to see the picture, go on Google and type in 5-year-old drawings, go to images. And it's a guy with a dual neck guitar, with a mustache and a yellow shirt. It looks like Freddie Mercury.
that's an accurate representation. I promise you.
But with all that art heavy stuff, there was three people sitting at the game development table. We have no background in art. We don't know how to draw.
So it's only three people sitting there.
Three of those people. No, no, no.
And then they adjusted their fedoras and left.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah. But I mean, why would you want to apply for an extremely art-heavy course if you have no experience in art? I have a
video games, dude.
I have a feeling they weren't going to be accepted.
Ken was staring them down this is mine.
Yeah, this is mine. Get off. But yeah, that was the portfolio, and that helped me skip. If I didn't go to that, I was gonna have to go to an interview, a portfolio interview. So
it's
whatever. I got through that. But yeah, that's basically what I've been up to. Is just I've been working and drawing for the past 2-3 months, but I have a lull now. Where it's I don't know what to do. I need to look for more jobs is what I need to do. I haven't played a whole lot, though, lately. I've just been playing League of Legends and Assassin's Creed 4. And League has just been pissing me off is all.
Because, 500 ping is fun.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is with
League. It's you, right, Cam. Now. It's just you. You're the problem.
But it's not. But it's not.
I'm talking about you, yourself, Cam.
I mean, Rav has it.
We're denying it.
Rav has it. Caleb had it. Lee had it. Riley, you had it.
I think I have garbage internet.
Simma had it. Simma has the 2 ping.
No, it's 20.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, negative one. On you gotta get that right.
On my negative one ping
is 2.
Negative one ping. Simma's ahead. She's ahead by a whole
Simma's
second.
Simma's ahead of time.
Her game's ahead a whole second, so she can land her skill shots.
Hey, freak! How's you say that?
Yeah, it seems to have died down. I'm gonna say fingers crossed. But the past 6 games I've played, I haven't had any issues. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Ever since the Yasuo patch, it's just been fucking terrible. It's just been so bad, and they had to do something with the client. I don't understand what the issue is, but whatever. I've been learning top lane. It's what I've been doing in that game. I don't know. I don't know if I've been doing well, but I'm learning top lane.
Top lane.
You're trying.
It's better to try than to have never tried. Some top laners I find weird. Some top laners you build straight damage, whereas other ones you build tanky, and it's kind of it's hit and miss what you're gonna do up there. Renekton. Renekton's
Literally, you could just do anything with a Renekton and you could win.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. It's stupid.
Not the Renekton I played up against today. He built a Tiamat first item as I was Yasuo. So I just poked him with my Q and had him down to half health the entire game. But they had a jungle Tryndamere. And that was not fun. But Lee, our friend Lee played Twitch, AD carry, and forget who was supporting. I think it was Clem. Clem was playing Fiddlesticks. Rav has the deets. I think he's typing it out in the chat. I'm not sure. Clem Jungle Kale. Oh, that's right. And Rav was mid Lulu. And who was the support? I don't remember. I had to look it up. But either way,
it wasn't me.
Either way, it was dumb. Jungle Kale is like, I didn't think it was real.
It could happen. And like even Jungle Jinx is a thing also.
I wouldn't play Jungle Jinx ever.
I don't know. It's a thing I've heard.
It was Rowan. Rowan was support Annie. And he set up plays. We played.
Yeah, Rowan's good at support Annie.
We were playing against a Kennen on that team, and he tower dived us. Like, they five man tower dived us at our tier 2 mid turret. Wow.
Brilliant.
While we had our minions, and they had none, and the Kennen dove us and ulted before his team could engage. So he got deleted.
Did he not even have Zhonya?
Deleted.
Nope.
Bro,
he deleted?
We deleted him from the game.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Okay.
And then, like, Lee got, like, 6 triple kills in that game, I swear. Because he was just running around as Fizz, like, or not Fizz, as Twitch, just killing people. So
I support Annie. It was misused. Some
of yeah, it was a mid Aatrox, and Rav, like, Rav died a few times, but after that, yep. He just pooped on him. Yes?
Cam?
Yes?
Guess who walked in?
It's a Tyler.
Yee.
He's just gonna listen. No, it's fine. It's fine. If he just wants to listen. But yeah, we proceeded to poop on that team, like, really hard. And I like jungle trend. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a decent jungle. It's just his ganking isn't the greatest.
Nope.
Because he has no CC.
He has to be very sneaky.
So, but yeah, that and AC4 have been, like, it. And sometimes CSGO. Sometimes CSGO. And TF2. Okay, maybe there was more than 2 games I played. Riley, what did you do this week?
This week? Well, let's see. I actually did nothing this week. I played League of Legends as usual. I played WoW, because I got WoW time from Cynthia. Played Hearthstone, because, you know, that game's fun and all. I hate that game, just kidding. I just hate that game. Paladins are so stupid.
Yo, fuck her.
They're only the greatest class out there. Oh, and also mages. Mages are also pretty fun.
Is Pally, Mage, and Hunter. Those are like the three decks you can play right now and win.
I don't know. I don't know if mages are all that good. I just think they're more of a nuisance than anything. I just don't like playing against them because of just polymorph and how many spells that they have. And
what was that name? Warlock as well? Or?
Warlock, Murloc
decks.
You have
to remember. Oh, no. They only have 2 polymorphs. Like, I play with Mage.
The only 2 polymorphs, but they also have some others.
It's when they get the polymorph. You never know when they have it.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I put down my Stormwind.
Put on my
Paladin
robe.
Or whatever. It's a hat.
Polymorph.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, you put it. What's the card? It's like a 6. It's like a 6/6 Stormwind.
Stormwind champion.
Yeah.
And champion. That's what it is.
And then bam, polymorphed.
Yeah, like it always happens to me. I always put down my. The greatest card ever, and it gets polymorph, and I just sit there and, like, why?
That's why I put 2 of my greatest cards ever. Like, 2 of each, at least. And then wait until they use their polymorph, and then I summon it again. I'm like, look.
I haven't built a mage deck. Like, I've just been using the,
default?
The recommended?
The standard one that it,
okay.
It has.
You haven't custom-made it, or, like,
custom-made? I haven't custom-made it yet. I have a custom-made, Hunter deck, though. And I've won most of my games with that, so. Yeah, okay. You've been playing that.
And that's honestly all I did last week. I think 2 weeks ago.
When you were skating, when was that?
Yeah, I was just gonna bring that up. Like 2 weeks ago, I think I went.
I think it was either last week or the week before.
It was somewhere. I went skating somewhere 2 weeks ago. That was fun. That was the first time skating. I know how to rollerblade, but like the ice is like a little bit different.
Yeah, it's different.
It's like. It's a lot more slippery, I guess you can say.
It's similar but different, yeah. Because on skates, you don't really have a method of stopping. Like you have to,
turn to the side.
Yeah, you have to turn and do the cool swish. But on rollerblades, you have like the brake on the
back. Little the back heel thing.
Like
my problem was when, like, I don't know, for some reason, picking up my feet for, like, each leg, it's just not possible. Because I always wanted to, like, glide. Like,
oh, yeah.
You have to, like stride blades. A bit.
Yeah, you have to, like, pick up your feet and, like, bounce with that foot. I don't know. I could not do that because I just wanted to go back to, like, how rollerblading, where I just don't know how to pick up my feet.
I know how to skate. I'm not necessarily good at skating, but I know how to, like, skate, like a normal person, like like pushing your legs like off to the side, like I don't have to do that
like at like an angle.
With skiing, you have to do the same thing. There's skating and skiing. When you have like a stretch of flat land, you have to skate across that because you're going to be going nowhere if you don't.
Nope.
It's going to be just waddling.
Or trying to push yourself with your poles.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a mad ripped upper body if I keep going at it like that. Because
mad rip. But skating, you can't skip legs.
Skating with skis is hard because the snow is heavy. So, I'm going to be
ripped.
Don't
skip leg day, though.
Never skip leg day.
Never skip leg day.
So, is that all you did, Riley?
Pretty much. Also, like, in skating, first, 5 minutes in, I did, like, a complete backflip and landed on my flat back. It was pretty spectacular.
Did
actually.
A backflip. That's impressive.
Like, okay, so the thing was.
Or at least trying to show off.
No, yeah, I was trying to show off. I went full speed. No, yeah, everyone falls once, but like, I lost my balance for some odd reason because one of my strings were untied. So like, I was trying to walk into the like wall where you normally hold on to.
Yeah.
So I went in too fast and I just hit the wall and I did like a complete backflip or something like that. I don't know. I don't even know what happened.
Riley looked at his girlfriend, winked, and said, "This is for you, baby," and then did a backflip.
She was like, "Well, are you okay?" I'm like,
"He did it for the vine."
Yeah, I'm okay.
Riley's like the guy from that basketball video on his cell phone.
I
did a perfect, and then I did a backflip.
And then Guile's theme started playing, and Riley's like, and "Sonic Boom!"
I successfully took off my shirt while doing backflips.
The thing with skating is, the skates have to be, like, really tight and uncomfortable on your feet.
Oh, yeah, that was the problem, because I have, like, scabs, because, like, whenever you turn, it's like, you, like...
Yeah, it rubs up against, yeah.
Yeah, it rubs against the skates. Because
if your
like,
skates are too loose, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be wobbly, and you'll hurt your ankles. Like, you can potentially, like, break your ankle if you have, like, loose skates. And I know that, because when I took skating lessons, I took a lot of lessons when I was a kid that I did not enjoy for some reason. Skating was one of them. And I, like, my skates were, I tried to make them so they were, like, tight, but it didn't feel right, so they were constantly loose, and I hurt my, like, ankles a bunch of times because of that.
Yeah, I think I should have tightened mine more, to be quite honest, because then I had them quite, like, tight, but the problem was I didn't have, like, ankle socks, so, like, I just, like, completely, like, scabbed up my ankle, like, Yeah,
I know what you mean.
It was a bad time afterwards. I can tell you that much.
Skating's weird. It's I don't know. I enjoy it. I just don't do it.
It was a lot of fun. Like, I'd do it again. Like, even though I felt like, I don't know, a few times.
Yeah.
Like, embarrassed.
I enjoyed it.
We need to get Riley one of those red, like, things he can hold on to while he's skating.
I didn't use those because I was like, that's ridiculous. Because I actually knew how to skate. Like, I was just fell a few times.
Like, this is for bitches. I ain't using this.
Bad. I just thought it was so crowded, though. I didn't want it. I really did not want it to be crowded. But then there were so many people there. And then there were so many people with cones while skating. I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be freaking wonderful because I have to pass them.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I had a cousin who wanted to be a figure skater. And then there's this one time, I don't know, she does this move. And I call her Twinkle Toes the whole entire day. Twinkle Toes! And she just gets really pissed off whenever I call her that.
Figure skating is cool. Like, the way they do it, it looks cool.
It's incredibly, like
it's so majestic.
It looks hard. Like, it looks really hard.
It looks so smooth. Like, it doesn't even... It looks like they're just gliding there, just doing whatever. I'm like... And I'm on the ice. I'm like, all right, hold on a second. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, it's
weird. I saw, because there was someone in the, like, in the middle of the rink. Like, they were just doing, like, ice.
Yeah, you have to be, like... peak physical form to do that. Like, you have to be incredibly, like, well fit for that.
Yeah.
Is that pretty all cool. You did there, Riley?
It's pretty much all I did, actually, yeah.
Cool. I forgot to mention, I've watched, like, 18 billion different animes in the past, like, 3 weeks. I finished, like, 6 series in this month, which is more than I should probably have watched in a month.
I finished Kill la Kill in under a day, like in under like 5 hours.
Well, you caught up to Kill la Kill in like an hour.
Yeah, I didn't, like, no, it's like, I just, like, stayed up from, like, 11 to 5 in the morning just watching Kill la Kill one night, and I'm like, alright.
Yeah, because the new episode was coming out, and we're like, you should watch this. And it's like, okay. So, Riley watched all of Kill la Kill from, like, 11 p.m. to, like,
5 in the morning.
5 in the morning.
And then I fell asleep for a few hours and woke back up and watched the rest of Kill la Kill. I'm like, sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I've watched, like, Welcome to the NHK. I'm watching the second season of Ghost in the Shell right now. I watched Fate Zero like a month ago. I watched Yozukura Quartet last week. Other things probably. I don't remember, but it's been more than I should. Anyway, now what did you do this week, Nick?
You know, played WoW. Got accepted to a university.
Not bad.
Yeah. So, Montana. Woohoo.
What university is the ideal university for you? Which one do you want to go to?
University of Washington.
Okay. WashU.
Is that, like, the closest one?
No.
Is it Washington State or Washington, like, D.C.?
University of Washington State.
Okay. And what are you applying for? I don't remember. It's computer sciences, right?
Yeah.
What type of jobs do you get with that?
Oh, you know, programming, software engineering.
Oh, okay. It's that.
You could work under Riot if you wanted to.
That's like math, right?
Yeah. A lot of
kinda.
Math.
I fucking hate kinda. Math. I took programming in grade 10 and I cried every day.
I'm cool with programming.
I was never good at it.
I was never gonna do that.
I'm really good with languages, and
yeah, that's good. Well, congratulations then for another acceptance.
Yeah.
Have you applied that one already?
Yeah, the deadline was November, dude.
Oh, that's right. Universities are earlier than colleges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a portfolio for that, or like, what's the deal with universities? I don't actually know.
You just have to apply to them.
Yep. Yeah, you gotta have you gotta take like some tests and they look at that.
Sometimes you need references.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Placement tests.
I know both of the colleges I applied for had like letters you had to fill out.
Like an essay format?
No. Like one, they were both PDFs, and I'll just bring one up real quick and read off what it says. The one that I just filled out was called like a letter of intent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me bring this up here.
Like, I intend to...
No, not so much that. Like, here, once this opens. When it fucking opens. Come on, PDF, you can do better than that.
Come on.
It has, like, applicant information. My name, my student number for the school, address, email. Remind me later, fuck off. Phone number, what's my educational background, list your experience... for work and volunteering over the past 2 years. Describe your history with visual art, digital art, interactive media. If you were to work for a company, which company would you want and why? How do you plan to break into the industry? What do you expect to learn from the program? What are your skills? Blah, 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 blah. Stuff like that.
Well, I don't know. Unlike most of you guys, I'm not planning to go to school for a very artsy sort of thing. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Like you guys, I think art programs are the only one that have like portfolios, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what I would put in a portfolio for.
Computer pretty science. Much your grade or the experiences you have, because I bet they would want some teamwork or something that involves group activities or whatever, because you might be working not alone but with other people.
Okay. I know. I think. Like I'm not really sure. You're in college, right, Sima?
Yeah, I'm in a community college. This is a lot different.
Did you have to fill out a portfolio for them, or?
The different thing is, I applied during high school. Mm-hmm. It was a placement test that you have to take, which placement of classes you have to take before you go up for transfer or get your degree.
All right.
But it's like, if you want jobs quicker, that's the whole thing. We have a nursing program, we have everything.
Oh, I gotcha.
And the reason why I went there is that, hey, I need some art classes to take, and I need to get an art degree transfer so I could go to an art school or something. But that's not getting me nowhere. It's taking a very long time than I expected, so that's why I'm leaving to Los Angeles for a bit and apply to the Art Institute over there. So, but I'm building my portfolio as I go, so I have stacks over what you said for your portfolio. I already have all that in a folder.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So, yeah.
So, like, what was I going to say? I forget what I was going to say. It doesn't matter. Then, yeah, okay. That makes sense.
So
community college is if you want jobs quicker, whereas
college is college.
If you want more money.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You want more money.
And that's why you're transferring out, right?
Yeah, I'm transferring right out.
All
right. I already talked. Well, I talked to my grandma over the phone about it, and she said she's fine with it.
Have you got accepted, though?
I have not applied it since I'm in this semester, so I have to go check out the campus and everything. That's what she wants me to do.
Can you not, like, apply, like, while you're in school?
While I'm in school? Not really. Because they would want more stuff, I bet, before I actually apply. Because last time I was asked to go to Chicago, and I couldn't because money-wise.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
So I know what I'm in for, so I'm waiting a little bit longer.
Okay. I know colleges and universities for the States are, like, a lot different than they are for here in Canada. They're, like, they're essentially the same thing. Yeah, they're essentially the same thing. So, I don't know. I find it weird. Mm-hmm. I find your school systems weirder than our school systems.
I find your school systems a lot weirder.
But
it's just kind of whatever you're used to.
Yeah. It's super spotty
talking
here.
About, like,
yeah.
How weird it is, too.
Yeah. No, I gotcha. Is that all you did this week, Nick?
Yeah.
Cool. Sima, what did you do the past week?
Let's see. I started school last week. You started back up?
Like, it's a new semester?
Yeah, I'm semester-wise. I'm already in. I'm taking graphic design, too, and I'm also taking intro to painting.
Okay.
Where she's going over ink, acrylics, oils, watercolors, everything, basically.
I really like painting. We had two painting classes in high school in grade 11 and 12. Like, we had two straight-up units is the word I'm looking for. We had two painting units, and I love them. Like, I have like the one painting I did in grade 11 on my wall because I really like it, even though it's not very good. But we painted with acrylics. Our teacher taught us how to paint with acrylics.
I like acrylics.
Acrylics are cool. Yeah.
And well, I'm taking those classes and also setting up my stuff for the move soon next spring. I'm getting all that prepared.
Okay. Cool.
That should be exciting. Yeah, I'm actually pretty happy because I'm like, yay, I might intern with Riot. I might do a lot more stuff.
I know Riot, I'm going to say a month ago, they had the volunteer website that they put up. So, that's cool.
Yeah, and, well, I mostly played, what did I play this week? League, a bit of PS3. I don't know what else I played. Just Minecraft on PS3 with my
siblings. Played Hearthstone a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, some of you downloaded Hearthstone, right?
Oh, yeah. I started Hearthstone. Raging Hearthstone.
Fuck that game, man.
I don't like it anymore. It's got me raging. I'm like, no, this game. Flip tables.
Is that all?
My week. Cool. Yeah.
I kind of want to go back and play AC2. Through AC Brotherhood. I'm just going to skip Revelations because Revelations was not very good.
That was a bad game. No. That was a bad game.
I forget Ezio's story. Not, like, entirely, but I forget Ezio's story, and I remember how much I loved it. So I kind of want to go back, but the issue is the system's been so streamlined, and I love the fighting and the combat system that as it is now. It's just like, do I really want to go back?
Do you really?
Because the first game didn't have chain kills. You had to kill one person, whittle the other people down, and kill one person. I don't know.
I can just imagine.
I just get angry at the game, I think.
Just get yourself hyped up for it again. Just rewatch the trailers or something.
I should probably do that. I'm not done 4 yet. I've put 4 off for a while now. So I'm working through, like, a sequence a day now. And I think I have, like, 4 or 5 sequences left. So... Ooh, the story seems like it's coming near to a close. I'm not sure, though.
I'm on
sequence 9, I believe. And I think there's 13? So,
I don't know. We'll see.
So if that's everyone, that's good. We can move along to the new releases for the week. forgot to say, I'm excited for one of the games that are coming out this week. Bravely Default for the 3DS is coming out this week. Comes out on the 7th. Bravely Default is a spiritual successor to, I think it's called Final Fantasy IV Heroes of Light. Just double check on that. But Bravely Default is it's like a side story to the Final Fantasy series. It's made by Square Enix and all that. And it's been out in Japan for 2 years now. It came out in October of 2012 for Japan. Let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's a sequel to Final Fantasy The Four Heroes of Light, which is a DS title. But Bravely Default has its entire soundtrack composed by Revo. And Revo is the head of the band Linked Horizoned, who do the Attack on Titan theme songs. Both the opening and the endings. Just the openings. I'm sorry. And I've had the soundtrack downloaded since the game came out in Japan. And I absolutely love the soundtrack. It's such a good game soundtrack. And it fits, like, the genre of the game. Because it's like a medieval game. And it has fantasy aspects. And it's just a whimsical. It's a whimsical soundtrack.
Cam loved it.
I love that soundtrack. And I love Revo. I love his work. Because I love Attack on Titan. I'll find you a link when we're done here, if you want it. It's two discs. I think the soundtrack itself spans like 2.5 hours of music, and it's really, really good. So I'm super excited for that game. Also coming out this week, we have Dust Force for the PlayStation Network on the Vita and PS3. We have Outlast come out on the PS4.
Wait, Dust 4?
No, Dust Force.
Oh. I was wondering if it was that EVE Online first-person shooter.
Oh, that one. I don't know what you're talking about.
That one looks swag.
I heard that one had its beta, like, a while ago, and it was terrible. I'm not sure. When is that supposed to come out? Dust 14... Dust 514. It's already out, apparently.
Oh, that's the game that Afro Moo plays all the time. Okay.
EVE Dust 514 came out on the PS3 May 14th, 2013.
Man, nobody cared.
Yep. Dust Force is a platformer. It's on the it's a PC game.
Afro Moo plays it all the time.
Yeah. Truck Racer, the PS2 Classics, comes out on the PS3 network this week.
Yay.
And the Lego Movie. The Lego Movie video game comes out this week on all consoles.
Oh, yeah.
Why do they still do that? Make video games into, like, movies to video games? I don't get why.
I don't know.
Lego.
Because why not?
Yeah. A whole bunch of games came out last week. Dragon Ball Z Battle of Z came out on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, as well as the Vita. The Tomb Raider Definitive Edition came out. The Legend of Zelda Four Swords Anniversary Edition was free for 3DS for a limited time this week. The Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past. Oh, that was on 3DS, by the way. Legend of Zelda A Link to the Past comes out on the Wii U. Mario Bros. Came out on the 3DS this week. Flappy Bird was released. I'm sure everybody's heard about that. And Loadout was officially released this week. I remember playing Loadout.
That was a fun game, actually.
Game was alright.
It was okay. It got, like, really, really
stale.
It did
get stale. Like, it had its moments, but it was something else is what it was.
It wasn't bad.
But yeah, that's really all that came out this week, and that's all that's coming out for next week.
It's not that really exciting. It's just...
It's the beginning of the year. We don't really get any games till March. March, May, and then the summer, just one or two hits.
Xmas!
And yeah, then it's November, December. October through December is the video game release month. Months, I should say. But yeah. Other than that, move on to gaming news. So we have revamped gaming news. Anybody that's listened to the show before knows that all we usually do is I go through the stories, and then I read every single one, plus the little caption, and then we move on. But we've changed that. Starting from this point on, everybody's going to contribute to gaming news. Everybody's going to look for a story that they find interesting throughout the week. Or this week, specifically, is stories that are the most interesting out of all of the lame stories. And everybody will have at least one story to talk about, as opposed to me just rambling on for 5 minutes. So,
yeah.
Start with you, Sam. What story did you find this week?
That BioWare released a new character designs for Dragon Age: The Inquisition.
That's cool. That's the new one, right?
Yes. Right. It's to me. They just released it for basically they wanted artists or fans of it to create new cosplays or whatever to get people interested. So.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool advertising.
I'm like, that's actually genius because there's cosplayers that would love to make this dress.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks gorgeous to me.
I love when new things for games come out, like be it concept art or trailers. It gets me pumped for.
It's like
for that. All right. What about you, Nick? What story did you find?
Steam Music is coming.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. It looks really cool.
So what's the deal with that? Like, what is it?
Basically, Steam is going to have its own music player now.
Is it going to be incorporated into the client or?
I think so. I think they would, but yeah. Helpful. And basically, it's a good replacement to iTunes and such. So.
Now you don't have to listen to iTunes while you're playing your Steam games. You can just listen
to
Steam. Yeah,
you can just press Shift-Tab instead of Alt-Tab now.
So that'll fix a lot of people and the issues they have with Alt-Tabbing out of games like TF2 and CSGO where it just breaks the game and like it shuts the game down. So
even with, I would say League, I wish I could do that because...
Leagues, it's easier for people like... excuse me. People for me like... and Riley, who have dual monitors... Where you can just have your game borderless window on one, and then you can just mouse over to the other monitor and change your songs. I don't have that issue at all. My computer, my keyboard, I should say, actually has a pause and play button and then a forward and back track button as well. So I don't ever have to alt tab out. I just have to hit my keyboard.
Like
I have buttons at the top of my keyboard. Let me do that. So. Well, that's cool. I'm excited for that because I hate iTunes very much.
I never liked iTunes either.
iTunes is convoluted.
Garbage is what it is.
It is garbage. It is garbage. We can use that word around here.
Garbage.
Garbage.
Gerbig.
Gerb.
Gerb.
Hey, it's Gig. what news story did you find, Riley?
Oh my god. Alright, there was absolutely nothing good that I can find. It got to the point where I found an article about why are Bible games never very good.
Oh shit. Dude.
And I stopped right there and I was like, well gee, I wonder why they're not very good. I'm like,
so why aren't they good, Riley? Read us this article.
I did not look at it. There was some smug looking guy who was all proud of the article and I was like, I'm not having any of this, actually. So I never read the article. It was some Abraham game or something like that. I gave up right there. I'm like, I'm not having this.
Noah's Ark for the NES, where it's just
not even about Noah's Ark.
No, it's just what's it called? It's a Doom, but with Noah and a slingshot.
I remember seeing that.
What?
It's okay. You remember like Wolfenstein and Doom, how the like first person shooters.
Yeah.
It was like that, but you were Noah, and you had a slingshot. And you had to shoot animals with your slingshot.
Wow.
Look it up. It's quite a piece of artwork, is what it is.
Sorry to just a break. I have to go for now.
Alright.
So, I am sorry.
And we'll be finishing up anyway, so if anybody wants to find Sima...
You guys can find me on Tumblr.
YouTube, the testament, best game ever. Do I even want to? Like, will I puke if I watch this video?
Yes, you will. Where can they find you, Sima?
What? You guys can find me in llxxmxxlltumblr.com.
Dear Lord, Sima, you need to change that sometime.
I know, but I don't know if I can. I know, like in League. You guys can find me there, and also my Twitter will be on that page, and I really have to go, guys.
Alright, see ya.
Alright, bye!
Anybody that didn't get that, that's XXL Simca. Or is it Simba? I'm not sure.
I don't even know. I think it's Simca, actually.
SimcaXX.tumblr.com. She just reblogs my stuff, essentially, so...
She has her own stuff sometimes.
Occasionally.
Not that bad.
Occasionally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, you can find her Twitter through there. I have four stories that I, popped up here.
Four whole stories.
Nintendo is considering merging with or acquiring other companies to improve its business. For people that don't know, Nintendo just hit the shitter, is what it did. Iwata, like, cut his own salary in half.
Yeah, I heard about that, actually.
Yeah, Iwata cut his own salary in half because they're, like, they've like, dropped a lot of, like, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not making money is what they're
sales?
Not doing. Yeah, their sales have gone way down. Hey. The only thing they have saving them right now is the 3DS, and even then, they haven't released a whole hell of a lot of games for that. Tyler says profit, that's what I was looking for. Thank you.
Profit?
Yeah. Their profit's been absolutely garb. The Wii U just isn't selling, and it's the exact opposite of when the Wii came out, because when the Wii came out, couldn't find a Wii. Wii U comes out, you can find a Wii U everywhere. But yeah.
Like the Xbox One.
Yeah.
The Xbox One.
Yeah, and Tyler even said there's nothing for it still, like, they just haven't released any games for the Wii U, and it's baffling, because that's the system that they're trying to push so hard. But it says, President Satoru Iwata says, I will not deny the possibilities of completing mergers and acquisitions as a means to return profitability. The gamer giant Nintendo has confirmed that it is open to the idea of completing mergers and acquisitions as a means to help the company return to profitability. President Satoru Iwata made the announcement during a recent investor presentation, which was translated to English and made available through the company's website today. So, if you guys want to go look at that press conference, it's on the Nintendo website, I believe. But that's it's what they need to do, because they just they're one of the biggest gaming companies, but they just can't compete with the PlayStation, the Xbox right now. They just have no hope with it right now. So what they're doing now with the idea of mergers is probably the best way to go. Because then they can make games that would technically be third party, now first party, I guess. It's what they have to do. So, Minecraft for the PC has sold 14 million copies, making it the fourth best selling PC game ever.
That's ridiculous, though.
14 million! We've talked about this before and how I get, like, blown away every time we talk about how many copies of Minecraft's been sold. That's a good question, Tyler. I'm not sure what it's behind. Top 5 PC selling games of all time. Let's see here. The Sims 2. The Sims. This is an order from first to 10, I believe. Sims 2 is number 1 with 20 million copies sold. The Sims 1 is second with 16 million copies sold. World of Warcraft and Minecraft both have 14 million sold. Diablo 2 has 12 million. Half-Life 2 has... Oh, Diablo 3, I'm sorry, has 12 million. Half-Life 2 has 12 million. Battlefield 2 has 11 million. StarCraft has 11. And The Sims have 10 million. Oh, The Sims 3 has 10 million. So The Sims is in the top 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... And Half-Life 1 has 9.3 million copies, so that runs at the top 10. The Sims, every copy of The Sims is in the top 10.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I never actually ever played The Sims games, too.
Sims 2 is addictive beyond means, and it's bad. It's a bad game. Don't play it, because you'll get addicted. But yeah, that's crazy. Fourth best-selling PC game in the world, ever. That's crazy. I don't know. I find that crazy.
I don't know how it got that big, too.
I don't know. Because at first it was just, it wasn't even like a survival game. It was just place blocks and make creations. The alpha.
Yeah.
That's all the alpha was. And then the beta came out with survival. And I think it really kicked off with the beta. Like,
I don't know. It just got really popular. So I don't know how.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, this is pretty cool, actually. Whatever.
Tropical 5 has been announced for the PS4. The ruthless dictator of Tropico El Presidente will grace the PS4 with his presence. The next installment in the city-building simulator, Tropical 5, is coming to the PlayStation 4. Development by Haymemont Studios, Tropical 5 will be the first game in the series to release on a Sony platform and, quote, will take full advantage of the unique features of the PlayStation 4, end quote, Calypso said. I never played any of the Tropical games. Have any of you guys
I've played? Never played it either, so...
Alright.
You're all out of luck.
Final news story. Best news story, I saved it for last, is a new 16GB model of the Ouya is coming out.
Ooh, yeah!
Promises new controller and storage.
Wow, okay. So good. Phone on my TV.
The latest Ouya revision comes in matte black finish and will set you back $129.
Mate.
The buttons spell out Ouya.
Ouya.
There's a U, Y, O, and A button. Have fun. Watch out, Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo. A new version of the Android microconsole Ouya has been released in the US. Retailing for $129, the new model promises an overhauled controller, improved Wi-Fi, and 16GB of storage, double that of the original 8-bit model. An official image of the new microconsole says the Ouya revision comes in anthracite finish, which is a very fancy way of saying matte black. New machine is scheduled for release only in North America for now.
It's also a very good type of coal.
Yeah, if you hate your son, girlfriend, or parent, give them a new year for Christmas. Or their birthday. Or if they get bad grades.
Damn,
give
dude.
Them a new year. You got an F.
Dad, I want an Xbox. Yeah, sure, son.
Yeah, sure, son. You got an F. Here's an Ouya.
That's get an F, you get an Ouya.
Daddy, no. So, that's...
Better next time.
Yeah, that's all the gaming news I got.
It was garbage. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, there's...
Absolutely
nothing
not.
Really interesting has happened this week. Nor has a lot of... has happened lately. One of the stories I didn't read was a trademark issue with Watch Dogs and how Ubisoft is fighting for the trademark now or something. I didn't read the story. I just saw the caption. So that's happening, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the gaming news. Usually we'd talk about League of Legends news, but we kind of talked about League of Legends before, so that doesn't really matter.
Luna Rebel, that's all you really need to know about.
Yeah, new skins, Riven skin, Tryndamere skin, and Diana skin, and then all the Luna Rebel skins from last year are out as well as the Ward skins. That's really all you need to know. Dominion is fast and fun. Go and play that.
Don't play it.
Every week I'm going to do my best to plug Dominion, see how many players we can get to play it.
No one.
No!
Caleb's going to be the best person to play it with. You
can... No.
He's going to have his ranked team, Minor League Gaming, as a ranked 5 Dominion
Stop.
Team.
You're going to kill Caleb.
Challenger tier, ranked 5 Dominion team. Him, Mike, and Ellis. And Lee.
Close.
And Rav.
There you go.
There we are. Yeah, that's really it. I don't know, we could wrap up now, I guess. I don't really think we have anything else to talk about.
Nothing really good.
I want my Ouya.
Caleb wants his Ouya, apparently.
Everybody buy Caleb a Ouya.
I don't have an Android phone. I want an Ouya.
I don't have a phone to call people on, so send me an Ouya. His P.O. box will be in the description of the video, just stay tuned.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's basically our new format for now. We're gonna add back emails when we've actually expanded and get emails. And yeah, I guess that's all that should be said about that for now. next week I do plan to try and get us a guest. I have
it'll
a couple.
Be his mother.
I have a, yes, it would be my mom. She'll come and sit.
Got him.
I have a couple. I have a couple of people in mind for who I want on the show. So we'll talk about that after we're done here. So hopefully there should be a guest next week. Regarding what's it called? Nostalgia Incoming. I know if there were fans for that, you're shit out of luck. Gotta be blunt.
It's dead.
It has been discontinued. Who knows? We might bring it back some other time. But
maybe we'll bring the Mango Podcast back.
You know what? Maybe we'll bring the Mango Podcast back. Along with Nostalgia Incoming.
No, I'm kidding.
We just don't have a need for it right now. And it just wasn't like we didn't need another podcast, is what I should be saying. So it wasn't working out, so we just kind of
discontinued
it for now. If we feel a need to bring it back, we will. If you want to tell us that you liked it, then go ahead. Our Twitter
nobody
is
liked it.
At Reaper Gaming on Twitter. That's at R3APERGAMING on Twitter.
I could just say you simply hated it.
No, yeah. If you didn't like it, tell us you didn't like it. Like, give us some feedback. That's where you can give us your feedback. You can leave a comment on our iTunes, a rating. We're located under Post Game Lobby on iTunes currently. I went ahead and changed it because we don't have a second podcast now. I just straight up.
We're top 10 already.
Already. As we're recording it, we're already top 10.
Before it came out.
Wow, Jesus.
But yeah, give us some feedback on there as well if you want. We also have a Podomatic page. That's where I upload it to. That's our host site. You can download it from there, and it does track the downloads. I believe it's postgamelobby.podomatic.com. Could be wrong.
Does it change it there too?
I don't remember. I think it just changes along with the name. I'm not entirely. No. Sorry, it's reapergaming.podomatic.com. So go on there. You can download it from there. You can just listen to it on there as well. You don't have to download anything. There are streams for it on there. You can leave comments. You can follow us on there. All this stuff I learned like a week ago while I was looking at it.
Amazing.
The site I've been paying for. I didn't learn the features of it until last week. I do have a payment for it coming up next week, I believe. So.
Oh, man.
Just to keep us afloat. So yeah, find us on there. And on iTunes again, it's Post Game Lobby. So yeah, Twitter at Reaper Gaming, Podomatic is reapergaming.podomatic.com, and our iTunes is Post Game Lobby. That should really cover all the fronts of that. So if you want to find me, I don't know if you do. I doubt you would. I'm not that entertaining. My YouTube is youtube.com/truthunarmed. I have all of my links and stuff for other websites on my about section of my channel. My Twitter, though, is at truthunarmed as well. So find me there. Yeah. Where can I find you, Nick?
What? Oh. In these guys' friends list. Ha.
Okay, fine. Riley, you actually said you'd do it when we started the podcast.
Was...
So, where can they find you?
What is it now? Oh, man, I had to look through this. I think it's Scrubbums on Tumblr. It's Scrubbems. And then, like...
On Twitter, you are at Riley Twitter. Is Too Cool.
Yeah.
With the number two. With the number two.
Yeah, with the number two.
And Riley's a man of many identities.
Hello.
And Riley is spelled R-I-E-L-Y.
There it is.
Because his parents are weird.
Yeah. Hello.
If you want to find Caleb, you can find him anywhere at The Crawling. That's T-H-E-K-R-W-L-N-G.
Thank you.
Play with him on League. He is Diamond 7.
I'm 12 and a half years old as well.
And you can listen to him screaming his brother Christopher every week on BBC.
Yeah, ew. 12. Wait a second. I prefer Fox News.
Okay.
I'm biased.
How dare you?
That's where you can find him. So that's really going to do it for the show this week. I'm kind of happy with how it turned out. We need to work out a few things, though, just to get it a little smoother. And...
like your internet?
Yeah. Exactly. But we will be back next week with another wonderful episode of Post Game Lobby. So until then, we'll talk to y'all guys next week.
Yeah. See you.